From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Russian folk songs are a living history of the Russian people, rich, vivid, and truthful, revealing their entire life, wrote Russian writer Nikolai Gogol. Until the beginning of the 20th century, Russia was mostly an agrarian country, with only 20% of the population residing in cities, with 80% of its inhabitants living in Asia, the cultural heartbeat of Russian folk music traditions of the ethnic Russian people, with sounds conveyed and linked to village life and customs, more often rendered by non-professional artists. From the Karelian Peninsula in the west and the Ural in the east came a good deal of diverse musical sounds that make it unfeasible to generalize about Russian folk songs due to their embedded musical seeds that gave life to the variety of forms and styles forged at the local level. The growth of urban centers and the development of urban culture in the 18th and 19th centuries impressively altered the course of evolution of the Russian folk song, where new music, essentially urban genres, sprang up. They include the cant, the urban lyric romance song, patriotic songs, toast and table songs, and songs for marching soldiers. Young people, wrote composer Vadim Prokhorov, gather for an evening party. Songs are heard there. Spring comes, villagers greeted, leading roundelays, weaving wreaths, and inevitably singing songs. A peasant is going to plow. They ease the hardship of the work with a song. When peasants reap their crops, a song freshens them. A song attended the villagers not only in all their work and social activities, but followed them in their family life too. The Russian people were born, married, and buried with songs. Russian folk, birthed in villages and city life, served as a sound platform for musical expression from groups who performed together for many years, alongside those who sang and played instruments locally, just for fun. Mindful that Russia is a big and ethnically diverse country, where a sizable number of diverse people, each with their own locally developed music, it's no surprise that a good deal of cross-cultural sharing, or liberation if you will, readily occurred with significant donations from ethnic minorities who populated the Russian Empire, the Soviet Union, and what is now modern-day Russia. Songs in Russian folk were and continued to be heard at funerals, memorials, weddings, in liturgies and the like, with themes about good times, bad times, love, and devotion, the body of which resonates universal commonalities. And as new recordings of Russian folk music grace world music stages around the globe, what's even more intriguing is that vocal and instrumental collectives include a solid and edifying representation of men and women musicians. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. Central for a night of world music here on Wisconsin Public Radio.